From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. President Trump and North Korea's dictator Kim Jong-un have arrived in Singapore. They're scheduled to meet on Tuesday in the first ever meeting between a North Korean leader and a sitting American president. Associated Press correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
On his arrival, Kim met with Singapore's prime minister, who says denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula is of global importance.
Not just Northeast Asia, but actually the whole of Asia, and in fact, if we look at it more broadly, the whole world.
This is believed to be the furthest Kim has been from North Korea since taking power in 2011. Trump has called the summit a one-time shot at peace. It's not clear what will be on the agenda. Mr. Trump says he told his representatives not to sign the communique written by the six other G7 leaders who gathered along with the American president for a meeting over the weekend in Canada. Trump was unhappy about statements made by Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau at a closing news conference. Trudeau criticized Trump about new U.S. tariffs on steel and aluminum.
We do not want to harm American workers. We do not want to harm trade between Canada and the United States. But the administration's choice to impose illegal and unacceptable tariffs, illegitimate and unacceptable tariffs to Canadian steel workers and auto workers and on the Canadian economy must be met with an equivalent response.
Trudeau promised that Canada will retaliate as early as July 1st, and like Trudeau, the British Prime Minister Theresa May promised to retaliate for any tariffs placed on EU goods by President Trump. This is VOA News. The Shanghai Cooperation Organization is holding its first summit since India and Pakistan joined the bloc. The organization is widely seen as a means to block American influence in Central Asia. Italy is refusing to let a humanitarian ship carrying hundreds of migrants dock at any of its ports. There are 629 migrants on board, including 123 unaccompanied minors, 11 other children, and 7 pregnant women. Most of them are from sub-Saharan Africa. The International Labor Organization reports 152 million children are victims of child labor. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva in advance of the World Day Against Child Labor on June 12th.
The ILO reports nearly half of the child laborers are found in Africa and in the Asia and Pacific regions. Sub-Saharan Africa has the largest proportion, with 1 in 5 children working. It notes children typically enter the workforce at the age of 6 or 7, getting involved in hazardous work as they get older. About 70% of hazardous work is concentrated in agriculture. Other forms include mining, construction, and domestic service. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Thousands of women have turned British cities into rivers of green, white, and violet to mark 100 years since the first women in Great Britain won the right to vote. AP correspondent Karen Chumas reports.
Mass processions of women marched through London, Edinburgh, Cardiff and Belfast wearing scarves in the colours of the suffragette movement that fought for female empowerment. In 1918, British Parliament enacted the Representation of the People Act, which granted property-owning British women over 30 the right to vote. It would be another decade before women won the same voting rights as men. Women came from across England and even further afield to take part. The mood was celebratory, but organisers said the event aimed to draw attention to what remains to be done to achieve equality, from closing the gender pay gap to ending workplace sexual harassment. Karen Chamas, London.
Leo Sarkisian, the founder of VOA's long-running Music Time in America program, has died at the age of 97. He was known by his fans as the Music Man of Africa. He founded the English-language radio program in 1965 and traveled to every African country recording music. He died on Friday. He will be buried with full military honors. Sarkisian retired from VOA in 2012. He'd been on the air here for 47 years. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.